Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Our first contestant is Anna McCarthy in Galway City. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's going on around you there? Who have you got with you?
I've got a little baby girl called Willow here.
Who's Willow. What age is Willow?
Weetabix. She's 6.5 months, and we're trying Weetabix this morning, so she might be moaning in contentment or disgust or something. I'm not sure.
Well, I think Weetabix is a great shout. Absolutely one of my favourites. Although I did shock people at dinner over the weekend when I spoke about the fact that I eat and only eat, and Willow maybe block her ears for this, 6 Weetabix at a time.
Wow.
I have a special Weetabix bowl. It's the only one that can house 6, you know, Weetabix and get the milk on them. But I didn't realize other people would
like
find this.
Afterwards.
Yeah, well, I feel fine. It's good. I just always have done it since I was a kid. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely probably eating too much. But anyway, we'll focus on you performing now while Willow eats her Weetabix and see if you want to be a music master. Have you played along much before?
Yeah, and I feel like it's either going to go really, really well or really, really badly. So
there's only one way to find out. That's to do round one and choose your category. Here we go.
Round one.
So we got 3 to choose from, Anna. You can have Let's Get Together, you can have Epic Shots, or you can have Dolly Swimming and Tina G. What would you like?
I'm going to go for Dolly Swimming and Tina G.
Dolly Swimming and Tina G. All big news stories from 1996. So we're going back to the 90s to ask you questions. Willow seems happy with that, are you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll just give it a go.
Right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Jesus to a Child gave which singer his first UK number one in 10 years?
George Michael.
Yes. Emer Quinn won Eurovision for Ireland. What was the song called?
In Your Eyes?
No, The Voice. Deep Blue Something sang about breakfast where?
At Tiffany's.
At Tiffany's, yeah. Who sang Don't Leave Me In All This Pain, Don't Leave Me Out In The Rain?
Tony Braxton.
She did. Spaceman by Babylon Zoo was number one around the world after it appeared in an ad for which jeans brand?
Levi's.
Yep. Gina G sang Ooh Ah What?
Just a Little Bit.
Yes. The lyric is If You Want My Future, Forget My Past, but what's the song?
Wanna Be My Spice Girls.
It is, yeah. What's the missing word from the song title Ain Blank Ella?
Huckle.
Yes. How Deep Is Your Love was Take That's final single after their split. Who sang it originally?
Beatty.
Yes. JK released Cosmic Girl with his band. What's their name?
Oh, Jamiroquai?
Yep. Oasis played 2 of the biggest shows in British history at Nebworth. Name the 2 brothers behind the band.
Noel and Liam.
No. I mean, yes, you're right, but I can't give it to you because the drums were playing. So we're
going
to count up your score. You were just out of time. 9. Wow. What an amazing score, Anna. Someone else had their Weetabix this morning. Okay, let's add to that in the bonus round.
Okay.
Bonus round.
Now, one of my favorite bonus rounds is reverse, where the songs are going backwards, okay? So you have your year. You know they're all from 1996.
Okay.
But they are going backwards. You have to give me artist and title of each one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here's the first one.
No idea, that's so hard.
Baby, baby, Celine Dion, it's all coming back to me,
was.
Okay, try this one.
Sweet Sweet Fantasy by Mariah Carey.
Yes, Fantasy Mariah Carey, absolutely right. And try this last one.
How Bizarre by... Oh, I don't know
who's
I guess. How Bizarre.
Yeah, you got the... Who?
LFO? No, it wasn't that.
LFO, no, Light Funky Ones. Wasn't them. I can't give it to you. It was OMC. OMC and How Bizarre. Which is pretty, because backwards it's Alzabar, Alzabar. Okay, listen, 9 plus 1 is a score of 10, which is absolutely phenomenal. Brilliant performance out of you and Willow. So, Anna... We'll come back to you in a few minutes' time. We're going to give Lee Costello and Monaghan a go and see if he can beat your score of 10. If not, it could be you going through to the final, all right?
Okay, I'm just going to make another 5 Weetabix for Willow.
Please don't, she'll get in a lot of trouble. Thanks a million, Anna. Talk to you in a sec.
Music Master on Today FM.
Dave, I answered in Music Master Paul McGrath. Would I have got the point? No, as great a song as that is, Gina G never sang Paul McGrath, so wouldn't have been able to give you that one, but thank you very much, Texter. Lee Costello's in Monaghan. How are you, Lee?
Hey, Dave, how are you keeping?
I'm keeping very well, and yourself?
Oh, sure, I'm okay.
it's all right, you're allowed to only be okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm good after hearing the 10
points. Yeah.
It was with them extra 5 Weetabix.
Yeah, maybe I'm revealing how much of a monster I am. I shouldn't be doing that. But Lee, you've got to beat 10, so let's see how you get on. You've got to pick your category. Ready to jump straight in?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay, let's give it a go. Good man.
Round one.
So in round one, Lee, you've got two more categories to choose from, obviously, because Dolly Swimming and Tina G has gone for Anna. You can have either Let's Get Together or Epic Shots. What would you like?
Go with Epic Shots.
Epic Shots. These are songs with iconic music videos we're going to ask you about, Lee, all right?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Name the Madonna song which had a very controversial religious-themed music video.
Like a Prayer.
It was. Did Lady Gaga have a song about good romance or bad romance?
Bad romance.
Yeah. California Love featured Dr. Dre and which iconic rapper?
Tupac.
It was Tupac. What were Duran Duran hungry like?
Pat.
Hungry like the wolf. Finish the lyric. Because if you liked it, then you...
Sorry, Pat.
Should have put a ring on it, Beyonce. Kate Bush wore a white dress in the UK video, a red dress in the US video. For which song?
Running Up That Hill? I don't know.
It was Wuthering Heights. Finish the name of this MC Hammer song. You can't...
Dance.
Touch this. Which 2023 song saw Miley Cyrus walk the Hollywood Hills before doing a workout?
Cannibal? No.
No, it was Flowers. The video for Opposites Attract featured a cartoon cat called MC Scat Cat. There you go. Now let's see, you got yourself a score of 2, Lee, 2. So it's probably not going to beat the 10, but sure, let's get into the bonus round and see how we get on.
Bonus round.
You will be getting the mug, but sure, let's see if you can do your bonus round. So these are all reverse. They're going backwards, all right?
Yeah.
They're all famous, iconic video songs. Let's see if you can work out what this one is. What's that?
No.
It's Adele and Hello is that one. Try this one. I think you know this one.
Sorry, Dave.
Okay, no worries. Don't be apologizing to your grand hosier. Take me to church. And then the last one for you. What you think?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. There you go. Spot on. You got your 1 point to add to your 2. So a score of 3, Lee. Yeah, we will send you out to Dave Moore mug, but you won't be a music master today. But listen, thanks for playing and thanks for being sound.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And Dave, could I just do a shout out?
Yeah, of course you could. Yeah, who?
My son Teddy and the Killarney under 10s community games indoor soccer. We got to the morning final on Monday night. Just didn't win it, but
what an achievement, though!
Well done, to all the lads.
Unbelievable, fantastic, and your own son tying there as well. Absolutely brilliant. Nice one, Lee.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, talk to you later. See you, bye bye. Anna McCarthy in Galway City. How about that?
Yeah.
You're going through to the final.
I guess I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, you sit tight there. I'll be with you back in a couple of minutes. We're going to do this final and see if we can crown you a music master.
Music Master on FM.
Now, Anna McCarthy, hello again.
Hello.
How is Willow getting on with the Weetabix? I mean, I know we should be focusing on Music Master, but frankly, I'm invested at this point.
Is it normal for the Weetabix to be coming out of their ears?
Yeah. It's certainly normal for the bowl of Weetabix to be thrown on the ground and you picking up Weetabix gunk for days. That's certainly normal.
It dries in pretty bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so hopefully we'll get finished with Music Master pretty quickly so you can get and wipe it all up. Okay, you know how the final round works, don't you?
Yeah, it's like I have to guess the person you give details.
That's right. We're going to do it right now. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
final round.
So yes, in this final round, Anna, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then your job is to tell me who it is within 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
The year is 1955. The place is Stanmore in the UK. And the lyric is, "There ain't nothing sure in this world." Any ideas?
No idea whatsoever.
Drawing a complete blank. It was Billy Idol we were looking for. White Wedding, Billy Idol.
Oh my God, my family will kill me.
All right.
He's related to us.
He's what?
There's a family joke, but I think they're all lying that he's somehow related to us.
Oh my God, but maybe they're not lying and he is. That would be incredible. Also, a great family lie if they are lying. That's a brilliant one. Well, look, unfortunately, we can't crown you a music master, Anna, but we will send you out the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones. And sure, Willow could be screaming the place down. You won't hear her. It'll be fine.
Brilliant. Thank you.
All right, listen, thanks so much for playing today. Have a great day.
Bye.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.